she said, I'm Azad Darabi, MD and PhD from Tulane University, and what I'm going to present you today is a global approach for comparing the mortality rate from natural disasters and its relationship to the income level and development indices of different countries. Let me give you a little bit background. As you all know, disasters are a situation or event which overwhelms the capacity of the local community and necessitating for asking like help from national and international and even international like agencies to encounter it. So, it's like categorized as natural disasters, including biological, geographical, climatological, hydrological, and meteorological. And the other category is technological, like disasters, which is like industrial, transportation, and some other like kind. And in this study, we just considered natural disasters because we wanted to assume the normal distribution of like disaster around the world. What is disaster risk? Disaster is directly related to the hazard and the exposure level of the local communities and the vulnerability of the community. And it's indirectly related to the capacity of the local community to encounter it. And in vulnerability, we mean the physical, environmental, structural, and organizational, operational, and economical vulnerability of the populations. And mortality rate, as you all know, it's a measurement of number of deaths because of a specific cause or all number of deaths, and then like scale to the population size and in a specific time period. And we, in this study, we considered the average mortality rate in different countries from natural disasters. And what we take as our independent variables in this study was, there are lots of studies like who evaluate the effect of poverty on the mortality rate of disasters. We wanted to go a little bit beyond that to see if the development indices of the countries is related to higher mortality rate or not. So we considered socioeconomic status of the countries, which was included the income, consumption, wealth, education, and occupation in the different populations, and poverty, which is measured as in terms of monetary measurements and non-monetary measurements. And it's kind of confusing, like, and different approaches to measuring the income, poverty, but we try to look over all, like, accredited agencies, like, method of measurement of this indices, and get an overall view of all of this development indices. The income level, what we take in this study was based on the World Bank categorizing of the countries like lower income countries, middle income countries, and higher income countries. And we considered Gini index, which is the distribution of income or consumption inequalities, with score from 0 to 100, and human development index. We considered life expectancy, education, and income, which scored from 0 to 1, and GDP per capita. And why this study would be important, could be important, because studies showed like 3.3 million people have been killed from earthquake, storms, and other hazards from 1970 to 2010. So it would be 82,500 deaths worldwide per year. So it's considerable, like, number. And most of these 3.3 million deaths over the last 40 years is were in poorer countries. So poverty could be a very strong issue here. And we can expect increasing the exposure level to earthquake and cyclone in large cities raised up to 1.5 billion people by 2050. So as you can see in this graph, it shows that in the red line you can see a number of reported disasters, which is increasing from 1990 to 2012, and the number of victims in blue bar charts. And you can see in 2002, it's like the highest one. But the overall view is like we are facing the increasing of number of disasters and victims. So we have to have like some prevention strategies. So we in our study, we hypothesized that the lower income could cause the higher average mortality rate from natural disasters. And also we tried to answer these research questions: does the average mortality rate from natural disasters related to the development indices of the countries? The method that we use, we try to collect the data from the high security international agencies like the World Bank, WHO, CDC, United Nations, IMDAT, American Red Cross, and CIA. And as I said, we assumed the normal distribution of the natural disaster, and we excluded the technological disasters in this study. And we categorized the countries to the based on their income level to the three categories: lower income, middle income, and higher income. If you take a look at like the World Bank website, you would see five categories there, two between, but we tried to make them shorter right here. The mortality rate numbers that we got from WHO resources, like reports from 2006 to 2012, and because some of the countries were from lower income countries and they didn't complete their report since 2006 to 2012, we tried to get the top 10 countries who had the highest number of like deaths people in this period, and we try to analyze with this basis. And our approach was for testing our hypothesis, which was like the relation of the income level of the countries with the average mortality rate. We used one-way ANOVA, and for answering the research question, we did like multiple regression analysis. As you can see here, the results for the hypothesis, we find a p-value of 0.0929, and we did Bonferroni analysis to see which category shows the highest difference in average mortality rate. And the difference between low income countries and middle income countries showed the considerable p-value here, and but not with high income like countries. And for testing our research question, we did use like multiple regression analysis, and you can see here we got a really like highly statistically meaningful p-value here. It means that it is related to development indices. In the Gini index, we got positive relationship, and the p-value of 0.000. And for the human development indices, we got negative relationship, p-value of 0.000. And for GDP per capita, so we got positive relationship with a p-value of 0.019. And we also tried to see which one of these natural disasters has the highest effect on the mortality rate of the countries. And you can see earthquake here and tsunami here shows like statistically the highest like relationship with this mortality rate. And here is we got a meaningful like linear relationship between our dependent variables and independent variables. So our conclusion is the average mortality rate in lower income countries is higher than average mortality rate from middle income and these two are higher than average mortality rate from higher income countries. But what we see in the triangle is we have the lowest report from lower income countries and the highest report of mortality rate from higher income countries. So by this time, we could say we rejected the our null hypothesis. But there's a question here. Is it because of the highest rate of reports from higher income level countries, or is there any bias here that we got these results back? And for the research question, the conclusion is the average mortality rate from natural disasters has statistically meaningful relationship with Gini index, human development index, and the GDP per capita. Plus what we got here, the average mortality rate from natural disasters showed statistically meaningful relationship with the disaster type of earthquake. We had some limitation, as I mentioned during my explanation. It was accessing to the data and complete profile of accessing to complete profile of disasters, and not enough data from some of the low-income countries like Korea, the Republic, and some African countries. And as I said, measuring the income and wealth itself is really confusing, and they have different approaches to measure that. And there are some other development indices based on income that has to be considered in this kind of studies. And we have some recommendation investment on collecting accurate and reliable data on mortality rate from lower income countries in further studies, and considering all development on socioeconomic indices, and another study on like if the to see if their educational level and life expectancy could have any effect on the mortality rate, evaluating the reason behind the higher frequency of occurrence of natural disaster in middle-income countries, and considering the difference between technological and natural disasters. I just want to thank my co-authors, Dr. Marion Litvorth, she was my advisor at Tulane, and WHO project manager, Dr. Amin Momani, he helped me so much. Thank you.
We do have time for a couple of questions.
Actually, we didn't think of that, but it's really a great idea to see. Maybe I can see it in my next slide. Yeah, because we just like try to find accurate data. So in lower income countries, I think you can have access to data like number of hospitals, how they serve like the patients coming in tertiary, secondary, primary, secondary, tertiary like hospitals, but I think we can do it in the future. Thank you.
So another question? I have a quick question. I'm just curious, the graph that showed the high deaths in 2002, what was? Do you know what disaster was responsible? Because the tsunami was in 2004. I don't want to put you on the spot.
I had it last year, yeah. And I knew what was that because... But
do you remember 2002? 2004 was the
She's thinking about this one. Like in 2002, the victims.
Not the tsunami in Japan that you're talking about. You're talking about the one.
The one in Thailand, Sri Lanka. That was 2004, though. Yeah. That's why I was curious.
Okay. I'm
putting you on the spot. I'm just curious. Yeah. Okay. Great. So thank you so much.
Thank you.